Time now for Western Michigan at Work. Each Tuesday evening at this time, the White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan, brings you a program about the industries of Western Michigan and the people who work in them. Through these programs, we hope our listeners may become better acquainted with Western Michigan at Work. This evening, we visit the Kalamazoo Sled Company. Your guide, Dr. Willis Dunbar.
I presume that your opinion on all that snow we've had so far this winter depends on your point of view. If you're middle-aged or more, you're apt to view it with a jaundiced eye and long for the sunny climes of the Southland. But if you happen to be a coal dealer, providing, of course, that you have some coal to sell, you're aware that it's good for your business. And if you're a youngster, it's a sure bet that you like it. Snow means snowmen, snowballing, and most important of all, a chance to slide downhill on your sled. And it's more than likely, too, that if you have a sled of your own, you found it one year under the Christmas tree. If you are unfortunate enough not to have a sled you call yours, there just might happen to be one for you when you wake up a week from next Sunday morning. All of which leads us to a well-established and prosperous industry here in Kalamazoo, that provides steady year-round work for upwards of 150 people. It's the Kalamazoo Sled Company, which I was told when I visited the plant last week, makes more sleds than any other plant in the world. The making of sleds isn't exactly a new industry in Kalamazoo. In fact, it dates back even before the present Kalamazoo Sled Company was organized. And that was quite a spell ago, on February the 14th, 1894, to be exact. It appears that this company bought out the rights of the Columbia Sled Company and perhaps other smaller concerns that had been making sleds before that. There was lots of hard wood in western Michigan in those days, beech, maple, and oak. They are the best woods for making sleds. In fact, in its early years, the Kalamazoo Sled Company used to buy the big logs, which were sawed up at a mill located right across the road from the plant on 3rd Street, where the Godfrey Lumber Company now does business. The factory now occupied by the Kalamazoo Sled Company was used originally for the manufacture of duster handles. One of the board members of the company, A.B. Connable, has served 45 years and is still active in the affairs of the company. The founders were Hale Coffer, W.E. Kidder, H.P. Peck, and Ad Pitkin. Kent Kidder, now vice president of the company, is the son of one of these founders. People seem to have the habit of staying a long time with the Kalamazoo Sled Company. For instance, there's Charlie Weber, who's been on the job for 46 years. Ryanko Boren, 44 years. Ed Brondike, 43 years. And Mabel Pitts, who has been working since 1916 and who is now Secretary Treasurer of the company. Mrs. Cecil Olson, Assistant Secretary, also has been with the company 29 years. Apparently, the sled business is doing all right. Sales at the Kalamazoo Sled Company have multiplied 5 times since 1940. In order to stabilize employment, the company makes a line of folding chairs and lawn furniture, but these items constitute only about 1/4 of the output. The big business is still in sleds. These sleds made in Kalamazoo are sold all over the United States. Of course, business is just a little thin in the southern states, so far as sleds are concerned, although the company has shipped sleds to Birmingham, Alabama, and Atlanta, Georgia. You might be surprised to know that a lot of sleds are shipped to California, and even to Santa Fe, New Mexico, for use on the snow-covered mountains. The North Central Snow Belt is the largest market. There's some export business with Canada, too, and there was formerly a lively market in Newfoundland. Last year, however, Newfoundland became a part of the Dominion of Canada, and sleds no longer can be shipped there because of the increase in duty. So the Canadian companies now do the business in Newfoundland. It shows how international developments can affect an industry right here in your hometown. Of course, sleds are a luxury in wartime, and their production was prohibited. While the youngsters made their old sleds do, or asked Dad to fix one up in his workshop, the Kalamazoo Sled Company went into war production. It held the first prime contract on toboggan orders given by the Army. Another section of the plant was used to produce boxes for parachute and incendiary bomb flares. Because of extensive reconversion problems, sled production wasn't resumed until very late in 1945 and early in 1946. By that time, a lot of the old sleds had worn out, and this may account for all that good business of the past few years, or at least some of it. Sled production this year has slumped a little because last winter we didn't have much of any snow. So dealers had some sleds left on their hands and didn't need to place such large orders this season. However, the kind of weather we've had so far this year makes orders come in thick and fast. The company has a lot of wooden and metal parts all made and ready to assemble. The total output is about 650,000 sleds per year. They're of several different kinds. They have deluxe and standard models of different sizes. The deluxe jobs are mostly assembled by hand, have a lot of chrome plate on them, and are made with a superior kind of steering apparatus. There are baby sleighs, too, made of curved plywoods placed on runners, the kind mother can push along when she goes walking or shopping. But the cleverest item is one of these sleighs that has wheels as well as runners attached. By stepping on a lever, Mom or Dad can put down the wheels, so then it becomes a cart. Then by another push of the foot, the wheels are elevated and the runners come down. So it can be used either on snow as a sled or on the sidewalk as a cart. All these sleds bear the company's long-established trademark, Champion. This name has been used by the company for a great many years. The big season for the manufacture of sleds is in the summertime and early fall. A great many are shipped in July, although special orders come in during the pre-Christmas season, calling for assembling parts already in stock. Beginning about now, the company starts production of its so-called summer line, that is, folding chairs and lawn furniture. This is an excellent adjunct, to the sled business, since a great many of the same materials, especially wood, are used. A wide variety of different styles of lawn chairs are made, as well as folding chairs of various designs. There seems to be a rapidly expanding market for lawn furniture. The day before I visited the factory, I learned, a carload shipment went off to Miami, Florida. The canvas coverings on this lawn furniture require a sewing and stenciling operation, but the principal kind of craftsmanship is in wood, in which the personnel at Kalamazoo Sled, of course, has had long experience. The company sells through jobbers and to large department stores. It's just starting a campaign of national advertising, both in trade and consumer magazines. Such publications as Parents Magazines, House and Garden, and others will soon contain advertisements for Kalamazoo sleds. Champion sleds are exhibited every year at the New York Toy Fair. And by the way, Mr. B.E. Weirich, president of the company, is vice president of the Toy Manufacturers Association of the United States. You might be interested to know that he started out as a part-time employee of the company while he was attending Western Michigan College. I'll be back with a story about what I saw at the Kalamazoo Sled Company plant right after this word from White Sales, our sponsor.
Western Michigan at Work is sponsored by White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan. They are local distributors of the Dodge Manufacturing Company line of power transmission equipment. This includes V-belts and sheaves, couplings, bearings, and pulleys. Each of these are carried in many different sizes to properly meet your needs. Several of the most widely used items have the patented taper lock bushings to make them fit on any size shaft. It costs no more to have the best. If you have a power transmission problem, call White Sales Corporation, Scotts 371. Once again, here is your guide, Dr. Willis Dunbar.
The first thing you need if you're going to build a sled is lumber. The Kalamazoo Sled Company buys several million feet of lumber every year, between 100 and 150 carloads. You might like to know that a lot of this lumber comes right from our own Upper Peninsula here in Michigan. 50 carloads of steel are used to make the runners, braces, and so on. Some of the lumber comes in thick planks, which have to be sawed, shaped, and fashioned. Some of it comes pre-cut to the approximate size of the pieces required. That's called dimension lumber. A large number of the finest and most modern woodworking machines are used in making the wooden pieces that go into a sled. For instance, there's an automatic shaper which uses a four-sided framework mounted on a revolving wheel so that the operator can put in place the piece of wood that's to be cut while the cutting of another piece is in progress. There are big automatic chucks which chuck and bore at the same time at the rate of 60 pieces per minute. Since some of the items require plywood, the plant has a large room and suitable machines for forming 3 or 5-ply plywood. Because sleds require steel runners and other metal parts, there are many fine metalworking machines also at Kalamazoo Sled. There are punch presses, automatic riveters, and many others. 2 kinds of steel are used. What's called T-steel for runners, that looks like strips of tiny rails, and flat steel. The plant was completely conveyorized a short time ago, and that makes possible an assembly line type of production. It makes it easy to transport the parts up and down the 3-story building. One big machine that I saw prints the name Champion on the sled with ink made right here in Kalamazoo. Paint and later on varnish and shellac are all sprayed on, and then every metal part, freshly painted, is baked in an infrared oven, which, by the way, is located on the top of the building in what's called the penthouse. Since the sale of sleds depends so much on the weather, it is necessary at all times to keep on hand a large stock of parts so that the sleds can be assembled as needed. That's why a brand new warehouse is being built out at Kalamazoo Sled right now. Raw materials come in mostly by rail, and shipments are largely by rail too. The plant has a siding from the Pennsylvania Railroad. Sleds can't be shipped knocked down, because assembling them is a job that requires real skill, and besides, rivets are used to fasten them together. They have to be shipped, therefore, in their finished form, 2 sleds back to back. It makes a very bulky kind of a shipment, so much so, in fact, that 1.5 times first-class freight rates are charged for less than carload lots. I learned that they have some rather forward-looking employee benefit plans at Kalamazoo Sled. A retirement plan has been adopted, the company paying 75% of the cost and the workers the remainder. Employees enjoy paid vacations, free hospitalization and surgical insurance, group life insurance advantages, and a Christmas party for employees and their families. Perhaps before we conclude our story of the Kalamazoo Sled Company, you'd enjoy meeting some of the folks who work there. First, I'd like to ask Virgil Miller, who has worked at the plant for 11 years, to step to the microphone. Mr. Miller, what is your job at the Kalamazoo Sled Company?
I am foreman of the mill room.
Now, that's where they shape all those wooden pieces that go into a sled or a folding chair?
That's right, Mr. Dunbar.
How many separate wooden pieces go to make up one of your folding chairs, Mr. Miller?
They range anywhere from 11 to 23 wooden pieces for each chair and sled.
And how many different kinds of machines do you have to do that work?
I am responsible for about 21 different woodworking machines.
They tell me you have an interesting hobby, Mr. Miller, the hobby of coon hunting. That sport's been pretty good this fall, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Mr. Dunbar. I have 2 coon dogs. I do most of my hunting northwest of Pawpaw. I have made some pretty good catches out there. The best one was 6 coon in one night. Altogether, I have 29 coon this season.
Well, that's certainly a very interesting hobby, and thank you very much for telling us about it. Our other guest from Kalamazoo Sled tonight is Miss Leola Lawson. What do you do out there, Miss Lawson?
When sleds are in production, I work on a riveting machine. Putting the iron, lever irons on the steering bar. In sled season, I help sew canvas that goes onto our line of summer furniture.
I see. Well, now, is that hard work or monotonous?
My kind of work is varied. It does not have a chance to become monotonous.
You have a variety from winter
to
summer.
Right.
Well, now, Miss Lawson, will you tell us a little about that Christmas party that you're going to have out there at Kalamazoo Sled Company?
The Christmas party is sponsored by the company, and all employees and children participate. The program is put on by the employees and their families. Gifts for the children are provided. We have a Christmas tree, a Santa Claus, and the employees get a complete basket of supplies for their Christmas dinner.
Well, that's wonderful. How long have you been employed at Kalamazoo Sled, Miss Lawson?
6 years, last week.
Well, congratulations on your fine record of service. And that concludes our story of Santa Claus Workshop in Kalamazoo, the Kalamazoo Sled Company.
That's the story of the Kalamazoo Sled Company. Next week, we will bring you the story of the Mulholland Outdoor Advertising Company. You have been listening to another Tuesday evening program in the series of Western Michigan at Work, presented to you at this time by White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan, who are local sales distributors for the Dodge Manufacturing Company line of power transmission equipment. WKZO in Kalamazoo.
This is Van Johnson. If you enjoy...